begin now. Before we begin, I just want to dedicate the learning here, that it should be this year, and the learning during this year should be l'schusay for a fuah shleima for a very chashuva rav in America, Rav Shmuel Greenberg, who's in a very bad matzav because of Corona right now. He needs a big yeshua. So his name, they added a name to him a bit of time ago. So his name is Rav Alter Shmuel Ben Chavalea. He should be zeichet to Rafua Shlema v'meheru v'karov. And a very special Talmud Chacham, and Klal Yisrael needs him. I don't know if anybody here knows, but he has many, many shiurim on Torah anytime, a lot of maral and a lot of different. So we certainly need more shiurim, more Torah, and more. He's a rav, a paisik. He does a lot of good things for Klal Yisrael. So Bez Hashem, this learning should be a zchus l'refuasai. Okay, so we're holding in the middle of the Rambam's discussion over here on the removal of Bechira, meaning the Iker of the Rambam, of course, and the main Yesod of the Rambam in this entire Perek, really, is that there's no such thing as a person being decreed upon the person that he's got to be good, bad, or do something, or not do something. A person has full Bechira, and that's the Rambam's main Yesod. Nevertheless, there's this exception that the Rambam tells us, based on the Psukim, that a person could do such terrible averus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, as part of his punishment, to remove that person's Bechira, and not allow him to tshuva, not allow him to, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, it's gonna. The way the Rambam explained it was in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to really punish him in full, but that removal of Bechira, it comes out, is really a part of the punishment itself, which is to remove the ability, his ability to do tshuva. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, okay, this guy is too bad for too long or whatever it is, and I'm not letting him do tshuva anymore. And that's a big chiddush. Of course, we mentioned, I mentioned that there's plenty of discussion in other Rishonim as well. In Akedas Yitzchak, there's discussion, and in other places they discuss. Those who are chaylik on this Rambam, if I remember, actually the Beis Elakim, the Ma'abit, also has maybe some of them. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe at some point we'll open some of them and see some of the other positions. But as I said, for now we're focused on the Rambam. So we're holding in the Meimarim edition, on page Lamates, the words Ve'ein ledaktik aleinu. It's, let's see, in the old edition is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 9 lines from the bottom of page Lamates. Yeah.
Kuf
Samaches in the new edition. Shkayach. Okay. So the Rambam says like this: Ve'ein ledaktik aleinu. Don't ask on us. Im noimar, if we are saying Shashem Yisborach Ya'anoi Sha'odom V'yimna'eo Me'atshuva V'lo Yazveo Livchor B'tshuva, that Hashem is punishing the person and holding him back from tshuva, and is not letting him to choose tshuva. K'hu Yisborach Yeda Achatoim. In other words, he's saying, how could this be? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish a person and hold him back from tshuva? Tshuva is, should be naturally, in the person's koich of bechira, and of course we know, Chazal tell us tshuva bechlal, it's kadmo la'olam, it like precedes the world really. So how could this be? So the Rambam says, this is his answer now. Ki hu yisbarach yeda chatoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem yisbarach knows the sins of a person. And according to Hashem's wisdom and straightness will be the measure of the punishment. Sometimes the punishment will be only in Olam Haba. Ufa'amim ba'olam hazeh levad. Sometimes it'll be only in this world. Ufa'am b'shneim, and sometimes it'll be in both. Va'ansher ba'olam hazeh chaluk. Now, when it comes to punishment in this world, there's a subdivision within the realm of punishment in olam hazeh. Pa'amim ya'anosh beguf. Sometimes the guy will be punished, or the person will be punished in his body. Pa'amim b'mamoin. Sometimes in money, in his financial state, or his financial issues. Ufa'amim b'shneim, and sometimes in both. B'kasher yivtilu k'tzas t'nois b'nei Adam, shehem b'b'chiros al tzad ha'oynesh. And the same way we find that sometimes some of the motions of a person, the movements of a person, which are in the bechira of the person, they'll be removed. They'll be nullified as a punishment. Kevitul yado min amlocha shelo yochel lases ba'uma. Like his hand being, being taken away from the ability to do a malacha, that he now can no longer do it. K'mon she'asa li'Yeravam ben Nevat. Like we find the Kadosh Baruch Hu paralyzed the hand of Yeravam ben Nevat. Or maybe the punishment could be to blind the person from being able to see, like we find he did to the people of Sdaim, and Asafim Apetach Lot, that gathered about the entrance to Lot's house. So he punished them by removing their eyesight. So the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring a person, stop a person, even within the realm of Bechira on a physical level. In other words, normally you can move your hands without a problem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put a stop to that, and sometimes does put a stop to that as a punishment to a person. So too, by the way, I'm just parenthetically mentioning, it's the Rambam's not saying that every time a person, Chas V'Shalom, anytime you see a person is paralyzed, or a limb is paralyzed, or Chas V'Shalom loses his eyesight, or, he's not saying that it's always a punishment. He's just saying that that tactic can be used as a mode of punishment. It doesn't mean that every time a person sees something like that, we know there are other things involved sometimes. So it's not, I just think that should be mentioned. But in any case, the same way, yeah.
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 It sounds like, I don't know if I'm right,
yeah,
but if Hashem takes away the bechir as a punishment, it sounds like the person, he did very evil things. It sounds like it's possible that without the bechir being taken away, maybe he would do tshuva.
Right, 100%. Yeah, 100%. That's what the Rambam is implying. Yeah. It's not very likely, but it's possible, and Hashem wants to take away that ability. He's lost that chance. He's lost that opportunity to do tshuva. Yeah.
What about the Rashi who says over there, I think by Paro, that Hashem knows that the women are not going to do tshuva shleima. He knows that they won't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay, but first of all, we'll see. We have to remember, when it comes to Rishonim, the Rambam we have to understand in his own turf, and Rashi we have to understand in Rashi's own turf. Even though I brought the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where Rashi seems to indicate that there is, again, that Rashi is different, is not this working on the same line as the Rambam. That Rashi, which I brought from the Chet of David HaMelech with Bas Sheva, and the Chet of the Egel on the communal level, so Rashi over there says it was Gezeras Elyon, it was the decree of above. Again, there are, I think, those who want to explain Rashi in a different way, but let's just take it on the most simplistic, plain meaning. It seems, Rashi's saying, yeah, that was a decree that David HaMelech would have to sin, it was Kiviyachol against his Bechira. There are those who understand it that way, and the Chet Egel is the same story. Now, the Rambam would have a very Rambam wouldn't accept that perish. Okay, the Rambam wouldn't accept that because the Rambam holds there's no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you see that David HaMelech was punished, you see that Klal Yisrael was punished. They wouldn't have been punished for doing something that they had no choice about. The Rambam says, so and we see they're being punished for the Cheta Egel. The Rambam says by Paro, he's not being punished for anything that happened after his Bechir was taken away. All the punishment that follows, and we're going to see this today also in the continuation here, all the punishment that follows is for the previous Averus that brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away his Bechira. Once he takes his Bechira, there's no more punishment, because you don't get punished for something you have no control over. Okay, that's so the Rambam wouldn't agree with that Rashi in Avodah Zarah, in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Stam, an interesting thing is the Rashi in I'll get back to your question in a moment, but the Rashi in Pashas Boy, so the Chida brings the Rashi says Boy El Paroi Pirish Rashi, right? Come to Paro, Pirish Rashi Vasrebo, right? Because it doesn't really say what he said. What are you supposed to do by Paro? So Rashi says, give him Hasra, give him warning. So the Chida in his Sefer Lechem and Hashemayim brings down a perish that he saw from somebody by the name of Rav Shlomo Istaruk, which he says was in the generation of the Ritva and the Ran. So we're talking about somebody from the time of the Rishayim who was coming to explain. I think the way the Chida is saying it, that he was coming to explain Rashi, that Rashi was explaining ki ani ichbadeti es libo, right? That even though, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Hold on a minute. Right, the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk, right, is very interesting. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, boy el Paro. Come to Paro, ki ani ichbadeti es libo, because I hardened his heart and the heart of his avadim. Leman shisi oisosai ele bikirbo, in order that I would be able to place, in order I would put the oisis, meaning the makos, in his midst. So Rashi says, boil Paro, come to Paro because I hardened his heart. What are you going to do by Paro? So Rashi says, he's going to give him asra. So Rav Shlomo Isteruk, the Chido brings, explains the pasuk like this according to Rashi, that ki ani ichbadeti es libo, even though I was machbid his lev, even though I hardened his heart, right, go to Paro and give him asra. So he explains that it could be that the explanation of this is that Rashi is coming to teach us that the Bechira always remains in the hand of the Basar Vadam, in the hand of the human being. He always has Bechira, and he's able to overcome his Yetzer to do bad. And that's why Rashi is saying, Vahasrebo, give him warning. Meaning, even though I gave him, right? Boy El Paro, come to Paro and give him warning. Ki ani achabadeti aslibo, because even though I hardened his heart, it's still possible to do tshuva. It's still possible. The Bechira still remains in his hand. And he explains, he brings the Chazal, the famous Chazal, by Shuvu Banim Shoivim, right? It says by Acher, right? Shuvu Banim Shoivim. Everyone can do tshuva, chutz me Acher, except for Acher. And they bring Rayas, I mean, the different Farshim over there explain that even though the Bas Kol went out and said everybody could do tshuva except for Acher, if Acher would go ahead and really like push, he would also be able to do tshuva. Adarabba, that's why the Bas Kol went out. It was part of making it harder. He'd have to work that much harder to do tshuva, because it's like almost like the Rambam, like, you know, he's Hashem is making it more difficult, which is that the Rishonim would say that Hashem is making it more difficult for him to do tshuva because he's gotten so bad that now Hashem expects, you know, for you to pull yourself out of this, you got to already work harder than average, you know. So they bring down that it's a similar thing. The Remez, that the Chida brings it, that kol mashi yoyimer lecha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. Anything the balabayis says to you, right? That's a principle. When a person has a guest over, so the guest, the halacha is that the guest has to do anything that the balabayis tells him, except for leave. If the balabayis tells you get out of here, no, you don't got to go. So the same thing, Kiviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell you he's the Balabayis, right? So anything he says is you have to listen to it, you have to accept. But if he tells you leave, you're out of here, you lost your bechira, no, you really didn't lose your bechira. So he says that's the same thing by Paro. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu was machbid his heart, he still had bechira. He just would have to be mezgaber much more than usual of Zietzer in order to do that tshuva. So that's the way that the chida brings one of the Rishonim, right, from the Dor of the Rishonim, to explain Rashi. So that would not be Pashas, that would not be like the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be very clearly saying that no, the punishment is to take away full the Bechira in full. So now I have to remind myself what you asked. So so what was your question?
No, I just said that Hashem knows everything, knows DOT. And Hashem took away the guy's tshuva, but he can't do it. It could be that maybe he would do it.
Oh, right. So
why doesn't he take it away?
Right. Enechanami. So that's really, that remains true. Just he doesn't deserve it. You know, he did such a bad avera. Oh, no, because then you mentioned the Rashi. You mentioned something. Why did you mention Rashi? You wanted to bring...
Because it's kind of equivalent to that Rashi says that Hashem knows that he might do some little bit of tshuva.
Oh.
He knows that it's a lost cause.
Right.
He's not going to do tshuva anymore.
Right. Okay, so that already is touching also on the point of Hashem's yediyah, right? Rashi's and that Rashi is talking about the idea of Hashem, which is like a separate. The Rambam is going to in the last part of this parak. That's the next point the Rambam is going to deal with. We may still get to it today. I'm not sure, but that's a separate question. Is what about the idea of Hashem? Hashem knows what's going to be. We'll deal with that separately, Bez Hashem. Okay. In any case. No, the reason I was answering about Rashi is I just wanted to, I wanted to stress and point out that when we're dealing with this topic, it's important to differentiate between the Rishonim. We can ask a question from the Rambam and Rambam, but we can't really ask a question from Rashi on the Rambam. And that's why I was pointing out that it sounds like Rashi actually has a different understanding, a different shita than the Rambam, Bechlal, in this whole sugya. Okay, so we'll go weiter over here. So he brought down, the Rambam brought down, so the same way we find that there are physical punishments where Hashem removes the person's ability to function, so ken, as a punishment, ken yivatel mimeno b'chiris ha-tshuva, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mevatel from the person the choice of doing tshuva, ad shelo yis'ore le'klal, so that the person will not be stirred to tshuva at all, v'yamos b'cheto, and he'll die in his sin. With his sin, the loin is chayiv ladas chachmasa, and we don't have to know Hashem's chachma. Ad sheneda lama anish ze beze hamin mina einish. So we don't have to know Hashem's chachma that we're going to know and understand why did Hashem punish this guy with this kind of punishment. V'loya anosha b'minacher, and he didn't punish him with a different type of punishment. K'moshe leineda ma'hoisa sibelios lezamin zoisat zura. The same way we'll never know what was the reason that this type of thing was given this form and another type, right? Why, I don't know, why a lion was given the form of a lion and a human being the form of a human being. We'll never know why each or a tree given the form. We don't know that's based on Hashem's Chachma. Avala klal, but the general rule is, okay, the klal of everything is kichol drachav chesed u'mishpat. All the pathways of Hashem are kindness and judgment, meaning they're exact. V'yanish achotik kfi chetoi, and he'll punish the sinner according to his sin. V'yigmal ametiv kfi atavosoi, and he'll reward the one who did good according to his good. V'im toimar, you can ask another kasha, another question. Lama bikesh mimenu l'shalaches Yisro pam acher pam v'nimna milishalcham. This is a big question now. Why did Hashem continuously, repeatedly ask Paro, please send them out, please send them out, please send them out, when he knew he's taken away his ability to do that? V'lama leibo alav amakus V'aymed b'mirdo al kshusay k'ma shamanush anshim Hashem Yisbaruch Hu shi'amad al kshusay. He says, why didn't Hashem just bring him Makos? Right? Paro's stubborn. He's stubborn. He didn't let them out till now. Okay, so now bring on the Makos. Just give him the Makos. Now, in that state of stubbornness, give him those Makos and punish him. Why? What was the point of making these repeated missions to Paro, requesting him to send Klal Yisrael out, when it was a done deal? There was no way he could do that. Hashem took it. What's that game? It's a big kasha. What's the point of it? So he really answered it above, but here he's expressing it more in full. This also was part of the chachma of Hashem Yisbarach. She'edi'ehu, Hashem was informing him. She'Hashem Yisbarach yevatel bechirose kesheyirtze levatla. That Hashem Yisbarach is mevatel the bechira of a person kesheyirtze levatla, when he chooses, when he wants, timi mevatel it. Va'amar loy, and he said to him, hineni mevakesh mimcha she'tashalechem. This is like Kadosh Baruch Hu really said to Paro, listen, I want you to send them out. Ve'im tishalechem, and if you send them out, ti'anitzol, you'll be saved. Rak yadati she'ata lo tishalechem ad she'tamut, but I know that you're not going to send them out till you die. Va'yu tzarch she'yoyed l'shalcham. Now, what Paro naturally should have done now was say, okay, I agree to send them out. Ad she'yareh hefich divrei hanavi, so that he could show the opposite of the words of the Navi. Oh, you think you know it all? You think, I can do whatever I want? That's sort of been like the natural reaction. And he'd say, okay, I'm going to let them out. Ad she'yareh hefich, right? So that the Navi would be misproven. She'yareh nimna lahoydais, right? So that, but he was nimna. He wasn't able to be moide. V'lahayeachal. I'm sorry. So he would show the opposite of the words of the Navi, that the Navi said he would not be able to agree to Hashem's request. And that's what Paro really should have done. And he was unable to. Like Paro kind of, this is an amazing situation, right? Paro is being told by the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm taking away your Bechira. I'm right now telling you have to send them out. Please help. I'm asking you to send them out. And I know that you're not going to be able to send them out, because I want you to die in this state. I'm gonna finish you off in this state, and there's nothing you can do about it. And Paro knows this. He's been put, Kivayachal being put to the test over here, and Paro just can't do anything about it. Kivayachal, he wants to disprove the Navi. He wants to disprove Moshe. He wants to show that I'm in control, and he's just not. V'haya b'zeh ois gadol umefursim etzel b'nei adam. And this was a tremendously big sign and a very famous public sign by all people, K'moshe Kosov, like it's written, Ulaman Sapir Shmi Bechala Aretz, in order that you will tell over my name in all the land. Meaning, this was something that was publicized all around the world. Shashem Yisbarach Efshe Shiyana Sha'adam, that Hashem can possibly punish a person, Shiyimne'eu Bechiras Pu'la Achas, that he can hold back from him the choice to do a certain action, and he can inform this. He can inform him about this. That he won't able to pull himself away and to go back and return to that bechira. Who can inform the person? I'm giving you the choice, but I know you're not able to. Says the Rambam, it wasn't only Paro. This happened also with Sichon. There was a punishment to the Sichon Melech Heshbon. Now this is very interesting, because Sichon, it's not like Paro. Paro, we know from the Psukim that he was a Rasha. We know that he enslaved the Jewish people. We know that he treated them terribly. But by Sichon, we don't know anything about him until the interaction that we're about to read, where Klal Yisrael asks for permission to go through his land, and he doesn't give the permission. So, and then he gets punished for that. So that's all we know as far as the psukim go. So that could be very misleading. In other words, based on the psukim, I don't know anything outside of the psukim. I see Sichon being asked, please let us through, let the Jewish people through. He says no, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him. That seems to be the whole story as far as the Torah explicitly says. So the Rambam explains that it's miduyik in the psukim, not like that. Okay, let's see. He says, the same story that happened by Paro, we find this same type of oynish, type of punishment was by Sichon, the king of Cheshbon. It was due to his previous rebellion against Hashem that he was not forced into. Right? When he was rebellious, he was wicked with full bechira. Something that we don't see in the psukim. But there was something that went on before that the Torah just doesn't tell us about, that caused him, that Hashem would punish him by withholding from him bechira, and he would not allow the Jewish people to, he wouldn't give them their will. He wouldn't let them through his border to pass through, to the point that they ended up having to wage war with him and kill him. Vahu Amrei, and where does the Rambam see this? He sees this in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'loy ova sichoy melecheshboin avireinu boy sichoy melecheshboin." When Moshe Rabbeinu relates the story in Sefer Dvarim, he says, "Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, didn't want to let us pass through his land. Ki hiksha Hashem elikecha es ruchoy ve'imetz es levavoy ve'goymer, because HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, your God, hardened his spirit." And harden his heart, and didn't let him that he wouldn't let us through. So the pasuk over there gives you a glimpse, right? It really tells you that there was something else that went on here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him by taking away his bechira. Vasher hevi li yois inyan zeh pasuk kashal mafarshim kulam. So the Rambam says this, being that this pasuk presented a problem to all the Mepharshim. They all had a difficulty with this. Mipnei shechashvu, because they thought, ki loy nenash sichon ele shloy niches Yisrael avar b'gvuloy. They thought, the Mepharshim understood, that Sichon was only punished because of this, that he didn't let the Jewish people pass through his borders. Va'amru, so they said, echan nashay. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish him? V'hu mochrach. He was compelled. He had no choice. He was... completely forced into this. Ki hiksha Hashem es ruchei ve'imitz lesevavei. The pasuk testifies that Hashem hardened his heart. So how could he be punished? This is the kasha of the Mepharshim, says the Rambam, and they all had big problems with this. And he says that the k'moshe chashvu rabim shalei nenesh paro ve'amoi. It's the same way. So wait, where's the mistake? Their mistake was that they thought he was punished for not letting the Jewish people through. That's not why he was punished. That's not why he was punished. That's not why he was killed. But right, so he says the same mistake that they thought. Then many thought the power and his people were punished because they didn't let the Jewish people out. The Eina Inyan came. That's not true. It's like we explained. They were only punished for what preceded the removal of Bechira. Once Bechira is removed, Geshbochu is not cruel. Cruel maniac, take away a person's bechira and then punish him for that. Chas v'shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of yosher v'mishpat, of chesed v'mishpat. The punishment for Paro and the punishment for Sichon were for previous things. The removal of bechira was a beginning step of that punishment. Ukvar ber Hashem yizbrach al yedei Yishayo Navi. Now this is interesting. Because I can't remember now offhand. Maybe I didn't look this up now. I didn't have time. Maybe it was in the base Elokim of the Mabit. I have to look there. I remember seeing someone being mechalik that between the Jewish people and non-Jews. That, you see, if I remember correctly, actually, let's look this up. Hold on a minute. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Right. Is it Hilchos Tshuva? Where does he do his thing with maybe it's in the Seder. Seder Torah maybe. I mean, yes. So the Rambam, right, discusses this in Hilchas Tshuva, right, in Perek Vav. So over there, the Rambam brings in Halacha Gimel, right, the Rambam says, Ve'efshe sheyechta odam chet godoil, oichatoim rabim. Ah, now the Rambam also brings the next case. Okay, I remember somebody being, I remember one of the Sfarim being Mechalik, the earliest Sfarim being Mechalik, between the Goyim, between the Jews and the Goyim, that the Jews, that it's true that Paro and Sichon had Bechira removed from them, but that Hashem only does by Goyim, and by Yisrael, Hashem doesn't remove the Bechira ever. It might be harder, but He doesn't ever remove it. I believe I saw such a Mahalik years ago. I would have to check. I have to check it up again. But the classic cases of Paro and Sichon are interesting enough, right? Non-Jews. So let's see what the Rambam does now. Right, but the Rambam does bring a case. He does bring a raya from the Jewish people as well. So let's see. Well, kvar beir Hashem yisbarach de Yeshayahu Hanavi. Hashem already explained through Yeshayahu Hanavi, shehu yisbarach yanish ktsas hamordim, that Hashem will punish some of the rebellious people, sheyimne mehem tshuva, that He will prevent from them tshuva, v'lo yazav bechir biyadam, and He won't leave them free will. But Omri, when He says, right, this is the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Vav, pasuk Yud, hashmen lev ha'om hazeh, right, the oznav hachbed, right, the heart of the people are going to be like fattened up, they're going to be very sure of themselves and closed off. The oznav hachbed, his ears will be heavy, v'einav hasha, and his eyes he will seal, pen yir be'enav of oznav yishma, lest he would see with his eyes and with his ears he would hear, levavo yavin, and his heart would understand, v'shav v'rafle, and then he would repent and be cured. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, that opportunity is going to be closed off from them. Hashem will not, He will not have the eyes and ears to be able to hear that message anymore. So the Rambam learns that pasuk was showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's threatening, right, through Yeshayahu, that He's going to take away the Bechir, they won't even be able to do tshuva. And that, of course, that was talking about Yisrael over there. So says the Rambam, v'zeh adavar pasha in tzarech lefarish, it's very pasha, I don't have to explain anymore. Aval hu mafteach lemanu'lim rabim. The Rambam sees this as a key to many locks. Right? If you have this yesod, there are many things where you would really be in trouble and trying to explain different parshas and different psukim, and this is a key to opening up many places in Tanakh which seem to be very difficult to understand. You looked up the Mabit, what I said, and over there he's Mechalik. Okay, so somebody looked it up for me. Shkoyach, I Baruch Hashem remembered correctly. It's in the Mabit, in Shar Hatshuva, the end of Perek Tes Zayin, where the Mabit Taka makes that chiluk between the Jewish people and Goyim. Okay, so. Vaiter. Now he says, "Valzeh Ikar Hoichlim Divrei Eliyahu Zoch LaToiv." Says the Rambam, on this Iker, on this, you know, Mahalach, also is relevant the words of Eliyahu Zoch LaToiv. But Omra La Koifrim Anshe Adore, Eliyahu said about the Koifrim that were from his generation, what did he say? Va'anasi boises liba macharanit. You move their heart backwards. Ritzayin Eloimer, meaning, Kasher Chatu Birtzayinam, as they sinned with their will, their punishment was mi'itcha, from you, that you moved their heart back from the derech of tshuva, and you didn't leave them the ability of tshuva, and they didn't want to leave that chet. And therefore they continued with their kfira. But Omer, when they said, chavurat sabim Ephraim anachloi, right, that the Ratzon Eloim Hashem is chaber latzabim, that he connected, joined to the Avodah Zarah, the Bechirasei, with his own will, v'oyevoysam, and he loved them, Ansheu, so he punished them, Hashem punished them, hanachloi, sheyunach lavosem, that they would remain with that love for Avodah Zarah. V'zeh inyan hanachloi, and that's the inyan that the Pasuk says, hanachloi, Hashem left them, meaning he didn't let them out of that state. V'zehu min ha-perushim ha-toivim l'mi she-yovin dakas einyonim, and this is from the best of the perushim, says the Rambam. The Rambam is really, you know, giving himself a lot of praises here on his perushim. He's trying to show you, like, this is like answering up so many difficult things. Yimamish, he's like, this opens up all, this is a game changer in understanding many difficult parshiyos in Tanakh. Somebody understands the dakas einyonim, the subtleties of these einyonim. Says the Rambam, omnam, however, we'll go a little bit longer. Just let's see where we can get to. I want to get to the end of the sugya. We're almost there. Let's just read a little bit further here. On the Maimer Yeshaya Navi Olav Shalom Sha'amar Loma Sas Einu Hashem Yidrechecha Takshiach Libeinim Yirasecha. Oh, you know what? I'm actually thinking this actually is probably a better place to stop. He's going to show that there's another type of sugya. I think we'll connect it with we'll start next time from here. Basically, what he's going to do now with this other statement of Yeshayo Anavi, he's going to bring that not everywhere can you explain it in this way. There are other psukim that he's warning us, don't be superficial, right? You can superficially misunderstand other psukim that may look like this, and he's going to show you that you have to be able to distinguish. There are places where that's not the pshat. So that's what he's going to do in the next piece, and for like the next two paragraphs in the edition that I have here, in the Memoroim edition, it's going to be, I think also two paragraphs, right? Omnam, yeah, and then from there he's going to go into the whole inyan of the kitzur more, but the inyan of the idea of Hashem, and that's really the way he's going to end off this. This paragraph. So I think actually we're going to stop before the idea. We're going to, because then we want to see what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says on this parts that we've spoken. So I think we're probably going to already start the Memorom part next week, because we only have a few minutes more in the Rambam over here on this sugya, and then we'll Be'ez Hashem go into the Memorom. Yeah. Anybody have any questions? Aris. No.
Right, we're checking the clock.
Oh, right. We still have to...